This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the McKay Group, McCorkle Hardware, Two Rivers Cooperative, Motor and Auto Group, Creative Landscaping, Jim Hicks Family, and Quality Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Auto Body, Des Moines Area Community College, McCoy True Value, Sundance Realty, Scholl, Shrum, McLaughlin & Company, Inc., and the UPS Store in Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The kids are back in school. In the first part of a five-part program on the school year, let's go in-depth with Katie Williams, a school nurse in the Indianola School District. Mrs. Williams, how long have you been a school nurse?
I've been a school nurse since the school year of 2015, so I'm starting my sixth year with the district.
Let's just start with, what does a school nurse do?
It's the most famous question that school nurses get, and it's the most impossible question for us to answer. Every day is different, but generally speaking, we are responsible for the overall health of the student body. So we're talking about things like health maintenance, screenings, immunizations, those types of things that we have to report to the state. So just making sure that our student body has a healthy state. And then from there, we also are responsible for any illnesses that come into our buildings, bumps, bruises, little things like that that you would just expect a nurse to be able to be responsible for. And believe it or not, that's equally as time-consuming as the other. So we do spend a lot of time on health promotion, health and wellness, and just making sure that students are well taken care of and ready for their day.
What you do is so important, because if kids are hurt or sick or anything wrong with them, they can't learn.
Correct. And I think that what a lot of the general public doesn't realize is that most students that need help from the school nurse are of the population that might not have access to a healthcare provider as readily available as a different student who has the ability to just go to the doctor at any moment in time. And that can be for a multitude of different reasons. Parents' work schedule, just difficulty with transportation, all of those things are in play when a student is not feeling well. So they come into the health office, and then as much as that teacher really wants them to learn that concept for the day, if they haven't had anything to eat and they have a headache and a stomach ache, the teacher's efforts are going to just fall short, because there are so many other things that the student's trying to navigate, can't focus on the educational piece of it.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Integrative Counseling Solutions, Wheeler Roofing and Wheeler Home Check, Smith's Collision Center, Warren County Health Services, Marion County Fair Association, TRM Disposal, and Details Plus Collision Center. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Winfield Funeral Home, IMU Fiber, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Knoxville Raceway, Precision Pulley and Idler, Stepping Stones, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation with Katie Williams, a school nurse in the Indianola School District. Do you deal with everything from elementary through high school?
So that's a tricky question, too. So I'm a district nurse. So the short answer is yes. We have four district nurses in the Indianola Community School District, and we are primarily responsible for certain buildings. So I am primarily responsible for the middle school. However, that doesn't mean that I'm not available to help and support at the other buildings, which we do quite often, just because of the need to cover certain areas. And there's only four nurses and there's six buildings, so we do have to just be flexible and be willing to be a team player. And
well, I'm guessing you four nurses are the primary care providers for a lot of kids.
It becomes to answer your question, yes. And you really do start to learn the percentage of your population. So you know, for example, middle school has over 800 students. I'm not the sole healthcare provider for 800 students, but there are a smaller amount of students who do depend on me to help them just with the littlest things, whether it's making sure they get a daily medication, whether it's just being there to say, hey, let's make sure we eat breakfast today, and just being that encourager to point them to healthy behaviors. There are some that just really do connect with the nurse.
Well, I guess you can tell me if I'm wrong, but today healthcare is so expensive. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing there's a pretty strong correlation between the kids that have free or reduced lunch and mm-hmm. kids that don't have a lot of access to healthcare.
There's very much a direct correlation there. So your heart just becomes very tender to students that just resources are not abundant in their life. And so you try to connect them to resources wherever you can. Try to be sensitive to just, speaking for middle school, I call it a puberty nightmare, because it just really is everywhere. And peer interaction is so important. So you try to just help these students who may not have the resources available navigate a world in which peer interaction is just hard. And so my primary role is to provide medical care for these kids, there's also a lot of social emotional support that comes along with that.
A lot.
Very much so.
Right. And sometimes kids are more comfortable speaking with somebody outside of their family than they are mm-hmm. in their family. Mm-hmm. So that's an extra burden.
Mm-hmm. And I think nursing, it's a very broad statement here, but nurses in general are easy to talk to. And I think students find that, and so they will confide in me in ways that they might not confide in others. And it just, so it's a very humble and honoring position when students feel comfortable doing that.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Motor Inn Auto Group, Cadeth Network Solutions, Pella Community Schools, Laley, Twin Cedar Schools, City of Pella, and Midwest One Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Manen, Seester, Meyer & Nickel, Pella Farmers Market, Des Moines Area Community College, Pella Cooperative Electric, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, and Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated.
I continued my conversation with Katie Williams, a school nurse in the Indianola School District. We're going into a whole new kind of thing with COVID-19.
Yes, we are.
I didn't want to dwell so much on that because we wanted to contextualize what you do in general. But what's different for you this year?
Well, a lot and nothing. So a lot in that we have a lot of different, just different flow charts and different things, you know, data that we're trying to make sure we keep track of, trying to be extra sensitive to just the, for example, a student comes into the health office that has a headache, but no other symptoms, just has a headache. And that student needs to be kept away from a student who has a fever and a cough. And whereas before, that was important, but it's not as heightened as it is right now. So trying to just navigate, how do we keep students that are coming in for daily medications away from students that might have an illness? So the things that that have always been important, and we've always made an effort to do so. Now we've just geared up even more. Some things that haven't changed, you're still going to hear me harping on these kids. Have you washed your hands? Are you drinking enough water? What time did you go to bed? All those things are important regardless of COVID. They also help reduce the spread of infection because healthy bodies can fight this more, but it's still, you know, it's just a pretty much a heightened situation.
In the past, you might have been able to sort of pile up students in the mm-hmm. nurse's office mm-hmm. if, you know, all of these different things yes. going on. Now mm-hmm. you need, if there's somebody that's exhibiting symptoms mm-hmm. of COVID-19, mm-hmm. You probably want them out of there pretty quick.
We do, and we do. So if you look at our return to learn plan, that is addressed in there. And so we do, each building is required to have an isolation room, and just to be able to quickly get that student out of just the general population. And it's, you know, it's just the idea is to avoid interaction with as many people as possible. So we do have those things set up, but it's that, you know, it's the student that comes in and may not look or exhibit or, you know, just have the, nobody's wearing, you know, neon signs that say, I feel this. And so you kind of have to pull and get at it. And so it's tricky, but I feel like that's another advantage to having nurses in the building, because nurses have an intuition and nursing judgment that is something that's just innate in that nurse role. So I think that as a nursing population, we're really going to have to hone in on that and just trust our instincts and trust our gut and look at where we've been and where we're going and take one day at a time, and we'll get through it.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Dutch Fix, Smith's Body Shop, To Be Constructed, Central College, Dowie Pest Control, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, Community First Credit Union, Marion County Rural Water, and Van Haften Plumbing and Heating. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Skunk River Block and Pallet, Reclaiming the Joy, Culver's of Pella, Ada Lily Photography, Pella Christian Schools, Penn Central Mall, Stan's Drywall at 629-1728, and Triumph Martial Arts.
I continued my conversation with Katie Williams, a school nurse in the Indianola School District. And is it more important this year that parents make sure that they leave you the right phone numbers?
That is always a very important thing, and it's always a huge struggle. And it is hard because perhaps we have the right phone number, but a parent that works at night is sleeping all day, and so they might not answer their phone. So absolutely, you know, we are always trying to get adequate contact information. And the other thing that I would add to that is more than one. We need to be able to have primary contact, secondary contact, emergency contact, as many people as we can have available to surround these students in the time of need would be ideal.
So maybe a backup to a backup
yes.
to a backup.
Yes, yes.
That would help you out.
That would help us out immensely.
All right. This is an odd question, I don't know. But when you were talking about intuition, mm-hmm. do kids sometimes not even have the vocabulary to describe their symptoms?
Well, they come in and you can just tell, like kids are, especially at the middle school and elementary levels, they what they're saying doesn't always match up with what you're seeing. The high school level, they're a little more tricky because, you know, they tend to know everything, and just things change in high school as that puberty curve develops. But you start to learn students, and you start to learn what they are complaining of. And when you know the student, you know the story, you know to ask different types of questions, and then you get to the bottom of what's really going on.
Is there anything that I didn't know enough to ask? Any other information you want to get out today? Something important you want to share?
There are. So I keep all of my family, friends, friends of my children's families, everybody that I'm around, I just remind them, please remember that this is the start of a school year, so all the things that took place in all the previous school years still apply. So you still need to have your sports physicals updated, you need to have a current well-child exam, you need to have your immunizations up to date. All of these things are state requirements. So just because of COVID-19 doesn't mean that all of the previous things that the state of Iowa has in place to help these students lead the most healthy life possible are null and void. That's not the case at all. So we still need students to be going to the doctor, get their checkups, get their immunizations, all of those things just give you a fighting chance is kind of what I've been pushing to anybody that gives me the opportunity or anybody that asks. I just tell them, stick to the basics, and that includes getting your kids checked up and all of those things.
Is there a part of your job that the public might not know that we probably should? Anything you'd like to share about that?
I think that I wish that parents would know that I'm on their team. I'm always on the team of the child. And so if we come to a situation that there might be tension, I just always want parents to know I am advocating for the student. I want what's best for that student. And sometimes parents, they either don't know the whole picture, and so they just come in and they're upset or they're frustrated or the situation's beyond our control. And their first response is, and I'm not immune to this. My first response to is just like, that is my kid. And I, you know, you just kind of want to mama bear the situation. But I just want parents to know that we are on their team. We're on their side, and we want what's best for their kid. So keeping that in mind, how can we move forward? How can we do what's best for the student? How can we do what's best for the student body? What do we do from here?
Thanks to Katie Williams for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.